All right, let's do it. and a smile. We can hang out once in a while, why not? Squeeze some blood from my hand. How fast the infection moved. Shouldn't do this. Shouldn't do this.
All right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson. My name is Don Jennings. We are in the second hour of our show, and we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A. And my guest here tonight is Fort Worth. Thanks so much for coming down tonight, you guys.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
First things first, I'll ask frontman Greg Wheaton to introduce the members of the ensemble here tonight.
All right. I'm Greg Wheaton. He already said that. It's Matt Hamblin over on guitar. I'm pointing like you can see me.
I'll point back at you.
All right. Yay, I got pointed at. There's Dave Williams on the drums, Justin Bernard on other guitar. There's three guitar players in the band. And then there's Danny Scalzo on bass.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure having you guys down here. I've gushed about you to many people as one of my favorite bands in town right now, which sadly only plays, what, two shows a year?
We're trying to actually, we're picking that up. We're going to start, we're playing more shows. It took a while to get our songs together. We practice like once, maybe twice a week, most of the time just once a week. So it takes a while to get our stuff together. So
right.
Yeah, but now we've got a full set of songs and a CD that we're giving away and stuff. So
okay. Well, as such, then, I really don't have anything to ask you, so this whole interview is going to be you guys asking me some questions. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
I saw that petrified look.
What's your middle name, Don?
Now, you mentioned the CD, which at every show that I've been to so far of yours, you've been giving away.
Yes.
What's the story on that? That's not a very good marketing plan.
No. Monetarily, no, it's not very good. When we decided to do the record, and, I mean, all of us have been in bands and press CDs and... It's such a pain to do and to actually spend the money to get all the pressing done. And in end result, we just wanted people to hear it and come to the shows. That's really what we wanted. So once we recorded it and it sounded good to us, which Nando at CG7, that's the name of the studio?
OG7,
sorry. Nando over there, he made it sound really good. So we're like, this is great. I don't want to wait to get it pressed or anything else. I just want to get it out there. So when we play shows, people come and listen and, you know, maybe already know some of the songs. So that's kind of why we did it that way. We weren't really interested in money. We just really enjoyed doing it. So
right. Well, and I understand, too, that this is pretty much just sort of a side project of sorts for many of you who are performing in other bands, right?
It was my side project when I was playing in Good Talk Russ, and then Good Talk Russ kind of disbanded. So it is my only project now, and it's your... side project too.
It's my other band. I'm in The Swim as well, and then Danny and Dave have other bands.
Yeah, and Matt was in Red Bear Soldier, and then they disbanded. So this is his main project too, right?
Sadly, yes.
Ouch.
Nice.
It doesn't bode well.
Oh, great.
Now Matt's that guy.
Now I can't joke.
And it's forever on CD.
What band are you in, Danny?
Bro Hammer. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Well, and actually, the first time that I saw you guys, I believe you were under your other moniker of Knuckle Draggers. Was that the
yeah,
that
oh,
was,
yeah.
That was the original name. I don't know. I kind of threw it out at a practice, and everybody kind of, I know. Danny. Yeah, we're not decisive. I looked at Danny and said, what do you think of Knuckle Dragger? And he goes, whatever. We were kind of 90% of the time is his answer to everything.
I think we had the name Athletic Budget for about a month, I think.
Yeah, that was our name for a little bit. Athletic Budget. Yeah, I never got a chance to tell you about that.
Yeah, I really like that one, too.
Athletic Budget. And I liked Professional Wrestler, which lasted 2 seconds. They're like, yeah, that's awesome. Now we're done with that. So, yeah, we had a hard time deciding, and then finally, I'm going to call him Tapeworm because I have such a hard time calling you Justin. I can't do it.
It's no problem, dude.
So Tapeworm, which is Justin Bernard on other guitar, basically said, Fort Worth's cool, isn't it? And I was like, yes, that's it. And everybody's like, okay.
It was Dave's idea, though.
Was it Dave?
Yeah.
Yes. I like Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
He likes Texas, apparently. None of us live there.
Well, that was a long way around to the point I was going to make, which is...
Sorry.
No, that's fine. The fact that when I first saw you guys as Knuckle Dragger, Matt wasn't in the band.
Yeah,
you were a four-piece back then.
Yeah.
So how long have you been performing with this configuration then?
About a year.
Yeah.
Has it been then?
Wow. All of one live show then, right?
Well, two. Yeah. We did one at Congress. The one
at Chase.
The one at Chase.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, the original show at Congress with no baritone.
Right. Okay.
Did you mention that you play baritone?
No, I play baritone.
You do have three
it's
guitars.
Not a guitar.
It's not a guitar.
Love the brass. Oh, I mean, yeah, never mind. All right. Shall we get to some stuff here in Studio 2A?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Fort Worth here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
Something that you never will say.
What's that one? Locked! What a suck of a... Cymbal crash. Cymbal crash. Something came out of me. Go.
Once again, in case you just tuned in, you're listening to Fort Worth here on the live segment of Locals Only Tonight. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Oh, our pleasure.
So we talked briefly about this CD. I guess I'm kind of reluctant to call it a demo, but
yeah.
That's kind of sort of what it is, since you're not officially putting it out there. Is it? What are your plans as far as recording going forward? You said you worked with Nando on this last one?
Yeah, I worked with Nando. I think we'll just keep going back to Nando. Every time we have a decent set of songs, we'll go record them again and mm-hmm. give them away again.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I mean, if some label guy with a ton of money and came up and said, hey, we're going to make it all for you.
Houses
like, cool.
and cars and stuff.
Yeah. Well, he'd say, you want a house? Yeah. And a CD. I'll do that. But otherwise, we're just happy doing it the way we're doing it, really. Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, a lot less stress.
Yeah. Way less stressful. That was most of the point of the band when we started. It was like, if somebody can't show, we can't show. You know, but after a while of doing that, we kind of had to start buckling down because it was like, why are we practicing every week just to go, that was cool, see you next week. Pretty much how that went.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to probably stick with this bad marketing. Just giving
it away. You're persistent if nothing else.
Yeah.
So, when you guys first formed, the one thing that was sort of odd to me was that it was essentially a band of drummers, yeah. you know, because mm-hmm. you mentioned, Greg, that you were in Good Talk Russ previously yeah. and as the drummer, but also yeah. handling some of the vocal duties. Yeah. So it wasn't too much of a stretch for you to come up front, but Tapeworm drummed in Scratching the Surface or still do. I don't know. Are you guys still no longer a band?
Okay. Nope.
I was going to say, cause it's been forever since I've mm-hmm. seen you. So yeah. I don't know. Anyway, And now you stepped up to the guitar as well, and Davey's still in the pocket on the drums there, and somebody informed me that Danny also played drums at one point. Is that true or no?
No,
he owns the drums.
Somebody lied. I've seen you play drums. Yeah, you just don't play in a band, really. But as a drummer, but he does.
Okay,
he plays.
So then that begs the question: how did this ensemble come together?
Do you want to say it, or do you want me to say it?
Yeah, I guess I think me and Greg had been talking about it. I know he played guitar, and I wanted to start something where I play guitar instead of playing drums.
Hollywood Dave. Got his text going off. Sorry.
But I think me and Greg had just been talking about it for
I think
over the period of a year or something.
Yeah, it was for a while, and he kept. Basically, I'd been writing a bunch of stuff that was not Good Talk Russ material, and same with you, you know, with Scratching the Surface. Mm-hmm. They were doing a straight punk style, and we were doing like a melodic punk style, and mm-hmm. the stuff I was writing was slower and more indie rockish and whatnot. So, and my band wasn't doing that, and it was kind of like I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to do, and so did he. So, it basically worked out. Danny wanted to play, and Dave wanted. I actually started on drums.
Yeah, first. That's right. Yeah, the I first incarnation. Yeah,
yeah,
it was me playing guitar, Greg on drums, and
Danny was doing bass.
Yeah,
and that's how we started. And then I was like, I really want to play guitar because I got a lot of stuff I want to try mm-hmm. that I've been writing, and that's kind of how that worked out. So Dave picked up the drums, and we were a 4-piece for quite a while.
And then the addition of Matt came as a result of what? What was
he asked for? Was it Corey's baritone?
Corey, the bass player for Good Talk Russ, had a baritone, and I really liked it. And I'd always kind of thought it would be cool to have baritone underneath guitars and bass. It'd be a bigger wall of sound.
Uh-huh.
And Matt had just broke up with...
I was still playing with him.
You were still playing with him. Yeah. That's right. He was still playing with Red Bear Soldier. And then I just asked him if he wanted to do it, and he's like, yes. I do, because he just didn't want to do metal all the time.
Yeah,
because they were like, I don't know if you heard them, but they were super metal.
Well, my band was in its final death throes, anyways.
Yeah, right. So
good to have something to go to.
Yeah, so I asked him if he wanted to do it. We tried it out. I had to relearn the songs on baritone because I don't even think I tuned that thing right. I tuned it A to A, which I think they actually do B to B usually. Or maybe I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, because
it's my guitar. I'll do it what I want to do. But so I just had to relearn the songs and start trying to sing and play a totally different, you know, setup of a guitar. And mm-hmm. it sounded good. It turned out sounding pretty cool. So, and that's really why we did it, was get Matt in here, because Matt actually is a guitar player. Like, that's what he does well, you know. And I'm a drummer at heart, you know. You might be able to tell when I smack the guitar all the time. Really, as I do. But... So that's kind of how that happened with Matt coming in.
Well, in any case, it's sounding great. I did get a chance to catch the last show over at Shay's where you performed with this incarnation. And
it was fun.
It sounded really good. You talked about the songs that you had coming out of Good Talk Russ and some of the stuff that Justin wrote coming out of Scratching the Surface. Now, are you two then the focal point as far as the songwriting, or now that you have this full five piece, is everybody contributing to the songwriting process?
We were, for like all these songs, I think, that you heard tonight, but Matt's bringing a lot of stuff to the table now, so it's definitely a...
We haven't developed it all yet. Like, we haven't solidified anything he's done, but it's good. Yeah, it's just a matter of time before he starts bringing stuff, and we just work on that. But we actually, probably the only reason why we don't have anything of Matt's right now is because we had two other finished songs of other than the nine that are on the CD, mm-hmm. that they were pretty much done, and they were, you know, we just never practiced them because we only do once a week. So finally we just went ahead, let's just get these other two songs done, and then Matt will start bringing stuff. He's got other songs that we've heard, and it's really cool. We just haven't done it yet.
Right.
Those two songs are the ones without vocals.
All right.
Tonight. Yeah, those other two. The they're done musically. They're just not vocally finished.
Okay. Well, at one practice a week, you should be able to get to those, I don't know, sometime next month.
Well, what's really rad is that we have that recording of them now, so I'll use that for vocal.
Okay.
You know, fixing the vocals and making it sound like what I want it to sound like.
Right. So at this point, nothing scheduled in the near future as far as shows?
It's a matter of just once the cover up is over, really, mm-hmm. which is coming up. All of us are doing different projects for the cover up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when the cover up is finished, then we're just going to go right back to practice. And I think we're taking this Wednesday off, and then next week is the cover up. So then, but yeah, once that's done, we'll go back to booking a show here and there. Cool. I'm really excited about going, not necessarily touring, because I don't really foresee having the time or money to go on tour, but just going out of town to a fun place to play a show and come back home.
Right.
So that's what we're thinking.
Well, in the meantime, folks can keep track of what you have going on by adding you on MySpace. You're at myspace.com/Fort Worth Music. Yes. So keep track of what they got going on there. And shall we get to some more stuff here in Studio 2A in the meantime?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fort Worth here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
Let's go. Bars on the windows, bars on the doors, and still you get in. You know you want to. Bars on the street, on the door, and then you let in. You know you want to. We don't give up, we don't give in. We don't give up, we don't give in. We don't give up, we don't give in. We don't give up, we don't give in.
We'll be right back.
There we go. Right? Yeah, we go.
Shame on me, I've never done before.
wait for it.
All right, once again, you're listening to Fort Worth here on the live segment of Locals Only. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Ain't a problem.
Yep.
All right, information is available through their MySpace page, myspace.com/Fort Worth Music. No shows coming up. You mentioned in the last segment the great cover-up. Are you guys performing that or just individually in your various projects?
Yeah,
individually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave Williams is playing with the Ladies and Gentlemen, sort of.
I just saw the bulletin tonight.
Yeah. I haven't even seen the bulletin.
An old band I was in called The Retainers and an old band I was in called Ladies and Gentlemen. Kind of a group of us are going to play on Friday of the cover-up. We're going to do some TV theme songs.
All right.
Which we're all excited about.
Yeah.
Cool. And we're going under the name The Emergency Broadcast System.
Nice.
See how that goes.
All right.
And then me and Matt are doing... as me and Matt and Cameron... And Josh Skibar, I know. You know who he is.
Yeah.
We're doing Hot Water Music. We're doing five of their songs, and then
the Swim is doing Guided by Voices.
Oh, nice.
Should be fun. Danny or
no oh, Brohammer.
No.
Nope.
Thought
that, no. How sad.
It's okay, Danny.
Well, Danny will be there at the show.
Somebody needs to be in the crowd, though, right?
Yeah. Stand in the crowd with a tear.
He won't show up.
He won't be there. Nah.
All right. Of course, the event that we're referring to is the Great Cover-Up 3-night event coming up this weekend with, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30 local bands, all choosing other national bands to cover, and it's all... for charity. So it's an annual event here somewhere in around, I think, the 10th year this time around. So
is it 10?
10th year, yeah.
And it's a clean slate year, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody can do what they want.
I don't know. I have my own opinion about that.
Do you?
If people think long enough about they
can
come up
with
some really good stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's tons of bands out
the
there.
The whole
Huey Lewis in the news.
No one has done Huey Lewis yet, huh?
Yeah. The whole 80s hair metal thing is like unmined territory.
Yeah,
nobody dared do that. I don't know.
No, I can't. No, I don't know anybody other than Kane can sing like that.
Yeah, Kane.
Kane from Provocative Whites can sing like that, like them hairband guys. He doesn't look like it though. You're like, you don't look like you see that. He does. What?
You just wait.
You just wait.
Didn't he play in an '80s
cover
band for a while there?
No. Okay.
Rockwinette.
So rad name.
So good.
Right. Well, before I forget, I want to thank Ginger on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound tonight.
Thank you. Thanks, Ginger.
Always. And if you stick around until 10 o'clock, Bob Girth is coming your way with The Hub, bringing you all kinds of great new indie rock up until the midnight hour. And next week on the live segment of Locals Only, my guest will be Jeffrey J. So be sure to tune in and check out that bluesy rock ensemble. In just a bit, we're going to let Fort Worth take us up to the top of the hour. But again, want to remind folks that their MySpace page is myspace.com/Fort Worth Music. Adam is a friend, and keep up to date about what they have going on. Since you have no shows lined up anytime soon, where can folks get the CD? Just track you down in the street.
Send us a message on MySpace.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Come to one of our parties.
All right.
So we do. I have parties at my house all the time.
You're all invited.
Whoop, whoop. Hell yeah. If you show up, I'll be like, hey. Cool. Here's a CD.
Here you go.
Take off your shirt. And I'm not lying.
Nope.
At all.
Very fortunate that I didn't pay that price to get my copy of the CD. All right. Well, thanks again, you guys, for coming down. And if you're willing, play us up to the top of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fort Worth here on the live segment of Locals Only on KXCI.
Oh,
gets bad.
And bullfish a lot of times.
All right.